Chapter 9. The Mystical Traveler. As I wrote this book, I did not have any fear, but I also realized that in telling the truth about our Lord Jesus Christ, I would be in direct conflict with so much Christian doctrine as it is put forth today, and of course, the hierarchies and followers of that doctrine. Yet if you read deeper with your heart open, it is a true belief, not only from years and years of theological research, but from a common or logical knowledge of who and what our dear Lord was, and also what he did and accomplished. Jesus Christ was a Jew, and as such his audiences were mainly comprised of people who were of the Judaic faith. When he put forth his teachings, they were naturally steeped with Judaic overtones and Judaic laws of the time. But his teachings were so universal in nature that they bridged all peoples and all faiths. For example, in Matthew 22:36-40, we read, "Master, which is the great commandment in the law?" Jesus said to him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart and with thy whole soul and with thy whole mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment, and the second is like it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments depend the whole law and the prophets." We see that here he is responding to a question from a doctor of Judaic law, and Christ's answer is completely within the framework of Judaic law, and yet it is also a universal answer that can incorporate any man and any religion on the face of the earth. If we took this teaching of Christ at face value and accepted it wholeheartedly, we would eliminate all bigotry and hatred and judgment and condemnation of our fellow man. There would be no bigotry and persecution of different ethnic and racial groups, or groups that practiced a different religion, or groups that were homosexual. It is an act of the greatest hypocrisy to preach these teachings on the one hand, and then to turn around and condemn and persecute a racial, ethnic, religious, or homosexual group on the other. I personally have seen this done by a supposedly famous religious leader of a conservative Protestant church on television when he bashed homosexuals, a leader who professes to believe in and preach the words of Jesus Christ. He evidently doesn't follow the second great commandment that Jesus puts forth in the just related passage from Matthew. This type of person is what we could call a hypocrite in the truest sense. Hypocrites in general do not practice what they preach and are usually very judgmental and condemning and sometimes persecuting in their nature.